here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Look who I came across. My gosh, the CU Rise, a new QSO CU Rise with Karan Bala. How are you, Karan?
Doing very well, very well. Loving the conference.
So much great content here. And you were part of it earlier, Patrick. Patrick Miller of CBC Field Recruiting, by the way.
Absolutely. Got to sit on a panel and share how we're actually using some of the tools and resources provided by CU Rise.
And like I said before the recording, we've been hearing a lot about CU Rise at this show, not just from you guys, but from multiple people that have been talking about you. So give us a quick overview on what CU Rise is and where you guys are going with it.
Yeah, so CU Rise is a new QSO we've just kicked off a few months back, and our core focus is really about bringing intelligence to credit unions. And the reason you're hearing a lot about us is this forum, this particular conference, is all about being innovative and being thinking ahead, and that's what we're focused on. I mean, we're building predictive models, we're talking about member insights, we're even talking about real high-end business intelligence reporting, things that a lot of credit unions want but can't seem to get their hands on. And so we've really come into the market to fill that gap. I mean, having good predictive modeling is talked about a lot. Yeah. Nobody really can do it well. And so we've got a few clients that are using it and loving it. And so it's working out.
So that was the spark that started it all. It's like there was a need that needed to be filled, but nobody was filling it. And so here you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been in the credit union space for many years now. And over time, I think most institutions just haven't changed with time. I haven't kept up with the need. Some are still thinking about just COBOL or old school reporting, whereas you know the reality is that we have just moved so far ahead from that, and I wanted to bring it back to the credit unions.
Good for you. And Patrick, your credit union is one of the investors in CU Rise, correct?
Yeah, one of the original investors. Okay. We're also on the board, and we started using Karan and his partner Suchit about 5 years ago.
Yep.
When their company was IQR.
Okay.
We kind of approached this whole data analytics thing not because we had a grand strategy. We needed to solve a business problem. We only had 800 credit card accounts. After a year and a half of relaunching credit cards, we weren't happy with that. And I wanted 8,000 credit cards. And here we are 5 years later, and we have 8,000 credit cards.
Wow, congrats.
One out of three members of the credit union, roughly.
Wow, well done.
One of our cards.
That's quite a jump and increase. So what was the result of that? How did you get to that level?
Well,
obviously with Karan's help.
I think Karan could probably explain.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one do you want?
I simply asked the question, what are we not doing right? What should we be doing? What are the best practices of other credit unions? And they were able to leverage their experience at other very, very large, very sophisticated institutions, not just credit unions, but banks and credit unions, and even other retailers that they'd worked with previously, to show us how we can extract data and which of our members had a higher proclivity to take the product.
Yeah, because this has a case study written all over it. If you guys haven't already done it yet, because when you rise tenfold like that, my gosh.
And you know, the reality, I think that most credit unions talk about being data driven. Everybody wants to be using the data better. What I think Patrick brought to the table was a true interest. He brought us on, said, hey, we've got a series of challenges, cards being one of them, and just said, help us use our data. Tell us what we can do to be better. So all we brought really was a way to dive into it and tell this might be an opportunity. This might be it. When we solved for that, we went for the next one. So it was really tackling little problems at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, tenfold growth in 5 years.
Not too bad.
We got audacious goals for the next couple of years, and I think it's going to be really, really positive with CBC.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's next on the plate for you? I mean, what else are you using this really cool technology for?
A lot of that
rather what credit unions are using it for.
Well, we actually have a whole list of projects. So okay. We're kind of opening the door on, like I was talking about, really bringing high-end intelligence. So there's a big push to bring enterprise-wide intelligence across CBC, something that, again, like I said, a lot of credit unions are thinking about. We want to have real-time, on-the-spot, wake up in the morning, see this information. This is meaningful to me, to me, for my role. So we're working on that. Again, this is part of being more data-driven. In addition to that, we've got a series of predictive models we're going to be working on for them. And, I mean, this is just, we're opening the floodgates.
Sure, sounds like when you're talking predictive models, what do you mean by is it like anticipating a member's needs through the data that you guys are reading, or when you say predictive, what do you...
So the series of models that we built, we've got an attrition model in place, so it tells you which member is going to leave in the next 4 to 9 months based on transactions, based on balances, services. And not only do we look in point in time, but we're looking at, you had 15 transactions last month and you've gone down to 4. And this month we're seeing really you're on track to hit 1. You're disengaging. So being really ahead of the game in terms of capturing folks before they leave. We're talking about cross-sell, adding, you know, what is the next best product you want to add on, and then adding a fulfillment engine to that, so making it as seamless as possible for credit unions. That's a couple of examples. We're working on collections, predictive models. We're working on risk, things that have bottom-line impact.
Absolutely. You can actually, if you use data right, you can play offense better, you know, open up more accounts. You can also play defense better, limit the lines of credit when and where appropriate, and shut them down when appropriate. To inform, you know, to so you don't have to spend as much time collecting.
It seems to me this it's analyzing all the data and everything. It presents a picture of clarity. You can see things much, much better. You can anticipate things much, much better, and so you can plan for things like this, whether you want to be on offense or defense.
Our chief lender and our CFO love it when we can show them exactly which members we need to do more of, less of, with various product and marketing initiatives and who we should be sending what to.
Yeah, there's got to be a huge comfort in that. My gosh.
We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. The bottom line is the credit unions want to serve their members better. But today's tools and technologies allow you to do that. And if you don't, you are going to get left behind. So all we're trying to do is just bring it back to the fact that, like you said, you know, which members to react to, which members to leave on their own, how to engage with them, how you communicate with them, what risk levels you can tolerate. All of this information is out there. It's just sometimes it's daunting for a credit union to kind of take on that task. And that's what we've been helping CBC with and some of our other clients as well.
Yeah, because a lot of the smaller credit unions don't have the resources to do this, whereas, you know, maybe some of the bigger ones do. But this is a great feather in your cap. They've
done roughly 12, maybe 15 projects for us, working on. If I would have hired my own talent to do that, we would have spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because what's it cost to hire a quant?
In the California area, you're talking about easily $150,000 plus.
Plus benefits.
Wow. And we're able to do it at a fraction of the cost by outsourcing it. So every time we look at a service or a product or even a department, we say, should we buy it or build it? So we are currently buying our data analytics or business intelligence department. The department is his team of analysts that are behind the scenes.
Sounds like it saves time, too.
And money.
And money, yeah. Well, time is money.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're just getting started. The amount of ideas that we are now brainstorming on, not only with CBC, with other clients, and at this conference, the things we're picking up on. And all it does for me, and as an analyst, is just gets my mind working on, well, if I can get my hands on this information, and I know credit unions have it, if I can just touch it, this is what we could do with it. And so it's just going to be more and more meaningful as time goes on. Yeah. It's fascinating. You can tell I'm a data guy because I love this stuff, right?
Very exciting. Well, when you get somebody who's working for you has a passion for it, man, that's
right.
That's very nice. That's a nice feather. Another feather in your cap. Very cool. Yeah. Any other final words of wisdom, gentlemen, on this topic? I mean, it sounds like we're just at its infancy right now, and there's so much more to be done.
I would just encourage any credit union that's that hasn't already embraced the pursuit of a data strategy or started to use data to solve basic problems. I want more cards. I want more cards with less collections. Just pick one problem and work with someone like Karan and get that problem solved. And once you do it the first time, the rest of your team will kind of see the vision and they'll start drinking the data Kool-Aid, so to speak.
We like that. We like that. Karan, any last words?
Don't be intimidated by all the things you want to do. I just want to piggyback on what Patrick said. Take that one problem, take that big or small, focus on that, and then that'll actually open the door to more and more. And so, I completely agree, I suppose.
Baby steps, baby steps. Just get moving, just get started. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.